8:15 right now, Tri-Cities Talk Radio on a Wednesday. That means it's time to check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Officially, good morning, Bill Hall.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Alec. How are you? It's a beautiful day outside, huh?
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
We've had like 15 people walk by our window today.
Are you kidding?
No.
Kind of freaks us out.
Three different ones.
They must work here because where were they walking to? Oh, you mean on the street?
No, just like right by the window.
That's kind of weird. They
one was the exterminator on his monthly tour.
Uh-huh.
Another was one of our guests from earlier in the week bringing us a some wonderful custard.
Which, by the way, can we say thank you to her?
Yeah, thank you, Susie Cloyd and the chef at Asbury Place for coming up with that incredible chocolate custard.
Yeah, because we talked about chocolate custard yesterday, and I was kind of like, hit or miss, you know, whatever. After eating that chocolate custard, I'm like, I'm all about some chocolate custard.
Like, the grocery stores, there's like chocolate pudding in there.
Well, pudding and custard is thicker.
Oh, is it thicker?
Yeah, pudding. Chocolate pudding is okay. This chocolate custard, woo!
We're talking semi-gourmet.
You're kidding.
Yeah, great stuff.
We should start marketing that stuff. Maybe somebody's got a great recipe for it.
I'll ask Susie and see if we can get it.
Okay.
Does she do a show here or what?
Yeah, every Tuesday at 8:15.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We always hear they're up for free food.
You guys are stepping
up. Not us. Well, Bill, let's talk about real estate in Northeast Tennessee right now. So
I love it.
Is right now we do have a nice, pretty spring-like morning, and we're going to have showers off and on toward the weekend. But that's okay. It's spring in Northeast Tennessee. And folks who are getting ready to move their homes, okay, who want to sell their homes, or even if they're not selling their homes, this is the time when homeowners definitely get involved. Alec, you can address this, involved in their landscaping and their presentation and how it presents to folks who come to visit them.
I agree. And that's one of the cool things about living. There's two things about living in a neighborhood. One thing is really cool about it is that you almost feed, if you live in a neighborhood, your neighbors and everything, you all are keeping your houses up to a certain standard and getting them, you know, show ready for if you're going to put it on the market. But even if you're not going to put it on the market, being in a neighborhood and seeing multiple ideas and multiple, different types of landscaping and so forth and hardscapes.
Mm-hmm.
Promotes people to do more in their yards. And I think that's a really positive thing about living in a neighborhood. I mean, that's what I like about living in a neighborhood. And I think that the downside of that is the only thing downside about living in a neighborhood is you have neighbors. So, and you can't pick them. And you cannot pick them. And that can be a little bit challenging sometimes for some people, especially in East Tennessee. But I think that keeping your house in show-ready condition, whether you're putting it on the market or not, is just a good habit to get used to. Because here's what happens often enough. When people start neglecting home maintenance items, the yard, for instance, like how much money are you spending or time are you spending manicuring your weeds in your front yard?
Yeah.
I really need you to look at that because I know in my case, it's about 20% of my yard. And so I'm going to be getting some spray on. Somebody's going to have to come do something to that.
Yeah.
But in a lot of yards, I was in a yard yesterday, it was 50% weeds.
Well, wow. You know, right now, Bill, we've been dealing with dandelions.
There's a lot of dandelions right now.
Goodness.
They blow all over the place. Those seed backs. But you can spray. There's sprays for that.
Yeah,
there's fertilizers for that, too.
I went crazy on them. And I took a flamethrower to them, and I put some spray on it and stuff like
just
that.
Make sure you use that away from the house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Make sure Alec's not one of your neighbors. Because you'll hear people talk about the guy with a flamethrower that cuts his grass. Anyway.
Gets the job done every time.
So make sure. This is the downside of living in a neighborhood.
Wow.
You could have Alec as your neighbor.
Talk about your scorched earth policy, man.
I know. Be careful with your pets. But anyway, so you getting your house ready in the springtime, getting
right.
Some, like I noticed yesterday at the back of my house, I was out there cleaning, doing some stuff on the pool. And I noticed that a piece of siding had come off, you know, and it looked like maybe some boar bees or those boring hole bees behind that. And that's not good. And that needs to be addressed.
Yes. But
people in the springtime, when the weather gets where you can walk around your house, like one of my goals is to get my garage cleaned out. This is so I can put my car in my garage. I mean, that's my goal now.
That's your largest closet.
It is my largest closet, actually, next to my basement. But anyway, So getting your home ready in the springtime, like I said, whether you're going to sell it or not, it's always good to have the best-looking home in the neighborhood. People drive by it, and they appreciate it. Your neighbors see that you take pride in your home. The outside landscaping is so critically important. And I noticed that a lot of people must have that by, say, thought process in mind, because you go by any of the big box stores right now and they're slammed. Their garden departments are slammed with people buying stuff. So,
I was telling Carl that I've become one of those people with the lawn. I've never been the guy that everybody else has to catch up to in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm always out there cutting my grass now, and I've got it to the perfect length I don't have to cut it twice to move all the spreadings, you know, like grass cuttings.
Yeah.
I cut it yesterday. It was perfect. I didn't have to do anything to it, and I was, like, so proud. And then the wife came home, and I'm like, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
What did you do? did you do anything today?
I was like, are you serious? Golly, but yeah.
Well, see, that's not a priority to Kelly. So that's not probably as important as it is to you. And so I think a lot of people take pride in their yards. I know I want my yard to look very good. And it doesn't have to look immaculate because I'm not Disney World. But I do want it to look good and represent the way my house looks. So I can keep, A, the value in my house. And, B, I enjoy coming home and seeing a beautiful front yard or go out back and see a beautiful backyard. I mean, those are benefits of home ownership that apartments can't give you, that a personal private home can give you. And landscaping and keeping the yard cut and the weeds out and the flower beds weeded and groomed and the mulch and everything that goes with that is a very important factor that a lot of people overlook or wait too long to get started. Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. If you are putting your house on the market and you do have one of those neighbors that doesn't really keep up the lawn and stuff like that, at what point in time do you make the trip over there and go, hey, man.
Well, I'm not going to suggest you do that because you may not make it back to the house when you do that. So I would say if you have one of those situations, just make that an opportunity to make your house look that much better, okay? And really knock their socks off when they look at your house if you're going to put it up for sale. And that will overcome the Clampett's next door, you know, feeling, you know, so I just think that, I think that you can only be concerned about what you could do and just do yours better. And that'll overshadow they'll overlook the guy next door. Hopefully. Right.
You know, we're hearing one thing and we talked about it off mic before we actually began the show here that, out west, because of the water shortage right now, a number of areas, Las Vegas comes to mind because I just read about it this morning, a number of, areas are actually mandating now that homeowners do not have green grass lawns because it takes too much water to water them and they're facing a water shortage. They're recommending that lawns that homeowners have take a different name, I guess, not lawns anymore, but sort of a desert approach, if you would. They call it a dry landscaping.
And that works real good, Carl.
Depends on where you live, of course.
I went to school in Arizona.
That's
I lived out there where the ground is like a concrete block, and to dig a hole in it, you need a pick, and it gets real dry out there, to say the least. And so watering does two things. When it rains, either floods or it doesn't rain for a long time, because it floods because the ground is so hard, it can't absorb the water fast enough for it to catch.
And you get those arroyo washouts.
And they wash out like crazy. Now, I can't tell you how many times I drove home on the side of a bank, you know, the side of the road, just to get on a high spot to get by the water.
Wow.
It was rushing down the road in Arizona like 2 feet high.
Mm.
That'll take a car away.
I mean,
wash a car right off. So I think when you talk about hardscaping and with desertscaping is what we used to call it, it's a great idea. It depends on your environment. I mean, I think that homes should be landscaped to the environment in which they live in.
Exactly.
And have some of the natural beauty of the indigenous plants from where we live. And so if we live in Arizona, well, cactuses are big deals, okay? Rocks are pretty. I mean, they have lots of beautiful rocks out there. And so you can, and the succulents and stuff like that that have different, you know, ability to live in a drier environment work great out there. They look beautiful. So you just have to have that. And the same thing in Tennessee, that we don't have the dryscapes here, but we do have a different kind of grass. Our grass grows straight up. It's just literally a blade of grass. We have a seed and a blade of grass that comes from that, and it goes straight up. And it makes it a little challenging to get the right length, like when you cut it, because sometimes you cut it too high, sometimes you cut it too low. If you cut it too low, it doesn't look good. If you cut it too high, it looks like you didn't cut it.
Yeah.
So it's it could be challenging. And that rye grass is challenging anyway. I used to love living in Florida where they had the St. Augustine grass that was so hardy. Mm-hmm. You couldn't kill it with an axe. but landscaping your house and keeping the landscape up and walking around the outside, looking at the siding, looking at the the roof line there, looking at the underneath the roof. Everything is really, really important to evaluate when you have a home, because if you're not doing something to your home all the time, there's something that needs to be done all the time, so you're getting behind, actually.
Yeah.
And then you wait till you put your house on the market, and the list looks like it's too long to do, and then you say, I don't even want to sell this house because I don't want to go through this list of stuff that I got to do to put this house on the market.
Now, I want to go to your garage sale once you start cleaning that thing out.
It'll be free because I won't sell stuff.
I'm
not in the business to sell stuff. I sell real estate only. That's all I sell.
Just a guided tour to your garage.
Yeah.
Right.
My garage will be open to the public. yeah, I think that what happens is if you don't stay ahead of the maintenance items, you get real far behind, and that far behind may never get caught up. And then when you put your house on the market, you don't get top dollar for it. You wonder why, and it's just a long story that you just don't want to go down that route.
You brought up one point a minute ago when you're talking about landscaping and utilizing native regional sorts of plants and features and so on. For instance, in our area, a lot of folks, you know, will feature laurels in their landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's not generally in our area, it's available. And when you go up into the mountains, the mountain laurels, then you see their cousins, and it works.
Yes, it does. There's so many varieties and opportunities that we have here in East Tennessee. I love our weather conditions here. I absolutely love it. And you just have to pick the right plants. It's got to be the right plants. The indigenous plants are the best, obviously, because they're more acclimated for this type of climate. But the right plant is always the best way to go in this environment. But landscape is a huge part of being important in terms of your house, and people just don't realize it. I think that's the biggest thing.
Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, always imparting great knowledge to buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. And he is with Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of our program. How can folks reach you, Bill?
Well, if you want any landscaping advice, give me a call at 946-7575, or my office number is 530-7077. But the best number to reach me is 423-946-7575.
Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, 946-7575. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.